USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House reiterates the country will not be going back into shutdown mode after a recent increase in COVID-19 infections. Jen Psaki from the lectern.
You heard Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins reiterate this weekend. We've been clear we're not going back to the shutdowns of March of 2020. We are not going back to the economy shutting down. We've made too much progress. Too many people are vaccinated. There's been too much progress on the economic front.
On Tuesday, 25 COVID deaths were reported in England. The United States had 451 deaths nationwide on Tuesday. Mike Carey, a coal lobbyist backed by former President Trump, beat a herd of Republicans in central Ohio, while Chantel Brown landed a victory for Democrats in Cleveland, the pair seeking open House seats. The CDC has issued a new 60-day moratorium on rental evictions, a move the public health agency said would protect about 90% of Americans. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Without mentioning the hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants allowed to freely walk into America under President Biden's open border policy from countries with very low vaccine rates, the president is blaming Florida and Texas for the uptick in COVID infections. Brad Bernards has more.
Speaking from the White House, President Joe Biden on Tuesday called on resistant Republican governors of Texas and Florida to get out of the way of vaccine rules aimed at containing the more transmissible and dangerous COVID-19 variant. He backed city and private mandates requiring people to be vaccinated to go about some daily activities.
If some governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat this pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing to be able to do it. I say to these governors, please help. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way of the people who are trying to do the right thing.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo sexually assaulted 11 women in violation of the law, the state attorney general Letitia James said on Tuesday. Local prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation and calls for him to resign or be impeached reached the president.
If the investigation of the attorney general concluded that the allegations are correct, that back in March, that I would recommend he resign. That's what I'm doing today. I've not read the report. I don't know the detail of it. All I know is the end result.
New York does not have a recall mechanism like what's happening with the Democrat governor in California. Governor Cuomo remains defiant and discounts the independent investigation's finding.
It has been a hard and a painful period for me and my family, especially as others feed ugly stories to the press. But I cooperated with a review, and I can now finally share the truth. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed. That document is available on my website. If you are interested, please take the time to read the facts and decide for yourself.
Pete Parada, the drummer for the band The Offspring, has been kicked out of the band for not getting vaccinated. He posted on social media Tuesday. In the United States Tuesday, 451 Americans died from COVID, according to Johns Hopkins University. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.